This is a Fox News alert. Not over yet. I'm Lisa Brady.
This storm can still be dangerous and even deadly.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper expecting up to 7 inches of rain from Ian, which we've just been told has regained hurricane strength in the Atlantic before a possible landfall tomorrow in South Carolina.
The center of the storm just off the shore, and now it's going to move over the Gulf Stream. It's got warm water again. Fortunately, it doesn't have a lot of time, but because of this warm water, we're going to be watching for the potential for this to strengthen.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, and again, that is what has happened. It has just regained hurricane strength. Northeast Florida still dealing with a storm surge and overflowing rivers. Central Florida also among the areas devastated by flooding as Hurricane Ian churned its way across the state as a devastating tropical storm. Parts of Southwest Florida where it made landfall yesterday still hard to reach because of so much damage and debris.
I asked one man, how's he doing? And he said, lost everything. And that's really become a common refrain around here. One person or another just saying they've lost everything, dragging what they can, you know, in plastic containers to try and save it.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Charlotte County, where Ian laid waste to a mobile home park. A statewide effort to restore power to more than 2 million people continues.
We're committed to restoring the infrastructure as needed. That is not going to be an overnight task. That is going to be something that is going to require a lot of love and care. It's going to require a lot of resources, but we're going to do it because we understand how important it is.
Governor Ron DeSantis calls Ian a 500-year flood event. It's not clear yet how many residents still need rescuing or how many lives may have been lost. President Biden says he will visit Florida. For now, he's sending the FEMA chief tomorrow after signing a disaster declaration this morning. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Just recapping that latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center, Ian has become a hurricane once again. It's now taking aim at the Carolinas and Georgia. Forecasters warning of life-threatening flooding, storm surge, and strong winds. The parents of children who survived a Texas school massacre are suing the school district, gun makers, and others.
In a federal lawsuit, the families of three survivors of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary accuse 11 defendants, including the city of Uvalde and the school district, of violations, including negligence. 19 children and two teachers were killed in May by an 18-year-old shooter. The suit alleges the school was underprepared despite receiving funds to improve safety. Claims city police failed to protect the victims by not following state-mandated active shooter training. And accuses Daniel Defense, the manufacturer of the gun used, of reckless marketing, citing an ad it tweeted days before the shooting showing a toddler holding an assault-style weapon. The suit seeks damages and a trial. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An American woman involved in a fatal crash in England appears by video in a British court.
The U.S. invoked diplomatic immunity on behalf of Anne Sekulis after she was involved in a traffic accident in which 19-year-old Harry Dunn was killed. He was on a motorcycle when she hit him outside an airbase used by U.S. forces. At the time, the U.S. said Sekulis was a wife of a U.S. diplomat. She left the U.K. after the accident in 2019, and the U.S. denied an extradition request. Thursday's hearing at Westminster Magistrates Court in London was the first hearing. She only spoke to confirm her name. The judge told her she may be expected to appear before a judge in person in the UK at her next hearing.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Last year, Dunn's family announced a settlement in a wrongful death lawsuit. Wall Street goes back to selling amid renewed recession fears, the Dow dropping 458, the S&P hitting its lowest level since late 2020, down more than 2%. America and Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.